Living through this pandemic has brought out in us two things. One, patience. There's an acceptance now that the coronavirus will be with us for a while. We've also become impatient, waking up every day hoping for news of a vaccine breakthrough to get us back to normal life. A vaccine would typically take years, if not decades, to develop, but most experts think a vaccine could be available by next summer. That would be a huge scientific feat. There's a lot of attention being paid to and a lot of money invested in one particular vaccine going through clinical trials in Oxford, England. Tiffany Cassidy is a reporter based in Oxford. She's taking part in the trial and got the test vaccine about a month ago. So, Tiffany, why is so much attention going to this particular vaccine trial?
So, firstly, it's the speed of when this could be ready. The Jenner Institute in Oxford was already working on a really similar vaccine, which let them speed up their process. Meaning if their vaccine works, the first doses could, emphasis on the could, be available by September. Another reason to watch it is the U.S. government just announced up to $1.2 billion for hundreds of millions of doses of it, with the first doses to be delivered in October. So massive financial investments are going into this, and a lot of places are looking for a return.
So will this particular vaccine that they're testing in Oxford, will it work? Is it looking promising so far?
So the results that we have so far are from the animal trials. And these animal trials first made the news because the vaccinated animals were healthy compared to the unvaccinated ones, and that looked really promising. Then other scientists shared their skepticism. One major concern was that there was still coronavirus in the noses of the vaccinated animals. And that's what David Salisbury highlights. He's the former director of immunization for the UK's Department of Health, and he says those results show a lack of complete protection.
If a vaccine recipient was exposed to coronavirus, they might be able to spread it to other people. So I think that everybody will look at these results with caution. Clearly, they are the very earliest results, and we need to see what happens next.
And this vaccine might have better results with two doses, which is something that is being tested on humans. And of course, if everyone needs two doses, then that becomes an issue of manufacturing speed. So a lot to be determined.
So Tiffany, you're in this trial. Assuming you've not been given the placebo, what risks are you taking with this?
As a participant in this trial, I obviously am really hoping that this vaccine is safe, and it would be great if it worked as well. But if I received the trial vaccine, the biggest concern is an increased negative reaction to the virus. And with the sped up process of this Oxford trial, the human trials have actually started while the animal trials are still ongoing. But all vaccine trials have safety concerns. And for me, given how important it is to find a vaccine, I'd much rather take on those risks and feel like I'm doing something to help the progress.
So if this works, there will obviously be limits to manufacturing the vaccine. 7.5 billion doses just can't be made overnight. Who will get the vaccine first? Like, how is that decision about front of the line made and by whom?
Yeah, so this is such an interesting case study for how these vaccines will be distributed, because this one is still months away at best, and already two of the world's wealthiest countries have gained early access to it. So the US, I mentioned earlier, has that deal of more than $1 billion to get this vaccine early. And the UK also gave money and struck the first deal. Here was an announcement by UK Business Secretary Alex Sharma.
The UK will be first to get access. And we can also ensure that in addition to supporting people here in the UK, we're able to make the vaccine available to developing countries at the lowest possible cost.
So this comes down to both who decides how to distribute it and what resources there are to influence that decision.
Tiffany Cassidy, a reporter based in Oxford, England. She's taking part in the vaccine trial and reporting on it. Tiffany, thank you very much.
Thank you.